This political painting was Delacroix's personal contribution to the Revolution of July 1830. After 3 days of violence in the streets of Paris, the rebels managed to overthrow King Charles X. In the painting, we see the rioters led by a young woman who represents liberty, advancing among the smoke of the battle with the towers of the Cathedral of Notre Dame in the background. The figure of the young woman is probably based on the recently discovered Venus de Milo. She holds the French tricolour on her right hand and a rifle in her left. She has a beautiful Greek profile head and red lips, and is positioned in the middle of the painting, wearing the Phrygian cap, a symbol of the 1789 revolution. Formal references to Géricault's raft of the Medusa, painted a decade before, are undeniable, particularly in the use of pyramidal composition. There are also similarities in the arrangement of the bodies of the two men in the foreground and the realistic detail of the dead man's sock. Géricault's anatomical perfection, however, is replaced here by an indistinct mass of people in which anyone can imagine themselves. Delacroix has depicted various social classes and people of different ages united in the common struggle. We can see the commoner, the soldier, the young boy, and the middle-class man with a top hat. It's often said that this figure is a self-portrait of the artist himself. However, it may also be a portrait of a childhood friend, Félix Guillemardet. This is the first time a female nude had been portrayed in an artwork which depicted an episode from contemporary history rather than mythological representations of ancient history. He avoided problems by attributing an allegoric function to the naked woman.